The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
In 2023, a minimum purchasing age was brought in for e-cigarettes or vapes, and the revenue plan to increase taxes to make vaping products more expensive, and disposable vapes will be banned from next year. But have any of the measures actually curbed the rise of the vaping culture, particularly among young people? And will what is proposed actually work? News Talk's Sarah Madden reports.
It's a blisteringly hot day in Dublin, and the city is black with young people. It's pints outside Keogh's, street food on Drury Street, and vaping, well, everywhere.
I do vape, yeah, because I can't smoke indoors. I'm sorry, like, it's the truth. Like, basically, my friends just hated me, like, smoking in the gaff, so I would just vape instead.
I think vaping's taken over now. For, like, anyone who was 17 onwards, now I feel like everyone's kind of gone back to vape.
Vapes are so cheap. They're, what, like, €8? Any shop ever, like, sells vapes, you know? Any new shop, whatever, they have vapes behind the counter.
We can actually see more people vaping than smoking. So if you want, like, a lighter, nobody has a lighter because everyone's vaping.
Yeah. I've often carried them with me, and I've gone out to a club or whatever just to have them in the pocket. So I'd be one of those people standing the back of the club having a sneaky vape.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it on a plane. No, I draw the line. Like, where it's illegal, you don't f***ing do it. But, like, okay, if I was in a restaurant, or the cinema is a great spot as well.
In 2024, 31 million vapes were sold in Ireland. That works out to nearly 85,000 vapes per day.
I would predict, you know, 1 in 5 to 1 in 4 people vape regularly. And I'd say that is increasing.
Marcus Kennedy is professor of respiratory medicine at Cork University Hospital. And he's also the president of the Irish Thoracic Society.
In the 15 to 17 year olds, there was a HSE and Department of Health study in schools about 4 years ago. And 1 in 3 children have tried vaping, and maybe 1 in 10 kids vape regularly or are addicted to nicotine. It's a big problem. And if you compare smoking a cigarette to putting your mouth over an exhaust pipe of a car, I would describe vaping as putting your mouth over a aerosol. So it's not actually vape, it's an aerosol. That's important to differentiate. So it's like a deodorant as opposed to the vape that comes out of boiling the kettle. So it'll contain propylene glycol, they all do, and that's in antifreeze, and that's in liquid ice that you might have at a nightclub. They also contain glycerin, which is known to be harmful to the lung. And then they contain multiple other flavours. So, for instance, one of the flavours is cinnamon. And in the University of North Carolina, where I worked before, there were studies into all the flavours. And if you actually get the concentrated cinnamon flavour, it'll actually corrode plastic. Nicotine itself is dangerous to the developing brain as regards concentration and mood. And there's been plenty of cases with, you know, kids getting mental health issues. We know that nicotine is one of the things that impacts your sleep, like caffeine at night, and then getting addicted to nicotine long term because they're so addictive.
We have a huge issue of youth vaping in Ireland. The horse is bolted and now we're trying to pick up the pieces.
Senior policy manager with the Irish Heart Foundation, Mark Murphy.
The tobacco industry were slow to move into the vaping market, but if you look at the past few years, tobacco companies have either bought e-cigarette companies or released their own e-cigarette devices. And like that, they see it as the new route into targeting a whole new demographic of young people becoming addicted to these products and becoming loyal customers for decades. These vapes are uniquely designed to target young people. They come in bright, colourful packaging. They come in a wide variety of child-appealing flavours. They're priced towards young people at like €89. And you can practically get e-cigarettes or vapes in every single store and every single corner shop in every single small town in Ireland. And the advertising of them online by influencers is huge.
When I was vaping, I never really told anyone online. I never spoke about it. It wasn't something I wanted people's opinion on. I didn't want to glorify it.
Holly Carpenter is a social media content creator.
But I see people using them on TikTok in part of their videos. And I do think you have a responsibility to just not make it look so appealing. And then I've noticed with certain celebrities, like Lana Del Rey has been known to vape on stage and everyone goes mad and they all love it. And that kind of glorifies vaping. And when you see someone so beautiful and glamorous doing it, I think young girls think it's really glam to vape. And I've seen other celebrities do it as well. I think Dua Lipa had her vape when she went up to accept an award and that clip went viral. So there's kind of moments like that where it's normalized by really successful, beautiful, healthy looking women. So then you're kind of thinking, oh, well, if they vape, you know, it's not so bad.
After smoking on and off since her teenage years, Holly took up vaping during lockdown as a way to relieve stress.
The thing about cigarettes that I didn't like was that you're left smelling of cigarettes. It's in your hair, it's on your fingernails. I just never liked the smell of cigarettes. So with vaping, you could get a small hit of nicotine and it was a bit more discreet, which appealed to me. And that's when I started. And then it's been this constant battle since then. I've been on it, I've been off it, I've quit, gone cold turkey. And it's very, very addictive and it's really hard to quit. Sometimes I just end up having a weak moment where I'm really stressed and it's a crutch for me at times. And I've just ended up buying a vape. You can even order them to your door on different delivery apps and stuff like that. So you don't even have to leave the house. You can get one sent right to your door. Whenever I've quit, I've had quite bad withdrawal syndromes. For the first 3 or 4 days, I had bad headaches. So I tried to drink a lot of water through that. And restless legs at night, trying to go to sleep. It's really difficult. Like, I looked into it. And there's been so much research that coming off nicotine can be much harder than even coming off heroin because it's more addictive with, you know, the animal testing they've done with rats.
Holly has now been off the vapes for nearly a month, but she's not the only one who struggled to put down the e-cigarettes in the past.
I stopped for like 3 months during the summer and I was like, oh, this is great. And then there was like a deal for 3 vapes, so I got one for each month I stopped.
I quit vaping like maybe 8 months ago, and then because the summer came back, the whole culture of it, we're all outside again, everyone's bloody vaping and smoking again. I bought a vape on my like first very summery night out about 3 months ago, and I've actually got a nicotine mint in my mouth.
Colourful vapes are so recognisable in hands and on tables as I walk around the city. Lost Mary stickers are on walls and street signs everywhere too. And as the summer festivals take place, lines for pop-up vape shops have reportedly been longer than those for the bar. As well as this, companies behind newly popular nicotine pouches are sponsoring events and concerts at venues like the Three Arena and Malahide Castle. Nordic Spirit and Velo encourage revelers to find them at these events, to pick up free samples of their products, and even participate in high-value prize giveaways.
This is complete Wild West with the nicotine pouches.
Marcus Kennedy again.
Anybody can buy a nicotine pouch, any age. Children can get them. And they're also being advertised, I suppose, particularly on podcast productions and companies in Ireland. So we really are getting behind the curb as regards this.
Some countries have already taken strong action against vaping and nicotine products. Mark Murphy.
If you look at the Netherlands, they've taken a fellow EU member state, they've taken a lot of really strong action on vapes. They've banned all flavours, bar tobacco. They have brought in plain packaging and actually brought in plain packaging for the devices itself. And so they've taken a lot of action on online sales, and you can only buy vapes at certain stores. A lot of countries have actually banned vapes. And if you look at in Australia and some parts of Australia, they've actually brought in a prescription model for vapes. So you'd actually have to get a prescription or actually access vapes through pharmacies. That's one angle that Ireland could take.
The Australian model is a disaster.
Dr. Garrett McGovern is medical director of the Priority Medical Clinic in Dundrum, and he's also a GP addiction specialist.
You had to go see a doctor, you had to have a consultation. Prescription model came in and they evaluated it and found that about 8% of people were using electronic cigarettes through this model. The other 92% were getting on the black market. There was a huge amount of electronic cigarette shops getting arson attacks on them. There was a huge, massive black market in relation to it. And that's what happens. When you have something that's popular, it goes to a black market. If you look at countries that have embraced safer nicotine products, so that's not just vaping. That's things like snus. Sweden is now officially smoke-free. To be smoke-free, you'd better get down to below 5% smoking prevalence. We're in and around 18, and we've been stalling on that for a while. So it's a bit dispiriting, to be honest with you. We're terribly afraid of something that doesn't seem to be particularly harmful, and we don't talk anymore about the thing that is harmful and the thing that kills people. I mean, that's just irrational.
Anecdotally, it does appear some young people are returning to cigarettes under the misguided assumption that vaping is as bad for their health, if not worse.
I tried them once. It did stop me smoking for a while, but in general, I don't know if they're just as unhealthy as cigarettes, you know, so I'd be a smoker myself.
I feel like there's a bit less known about it than there is, like, cigarettes.
I've been a smoker for years, and you're still inhaling the stuff into it. I don't think they're around long enough to know that the long-term damage is going to be done.
I keep it as acoustic as possible, you know what I mean? So if I'm going to put anything into my lungs, I'd rather it be grown rather than a chemical process in, like, a vaporised, you know what I mean?
What about this idea, though, that vaping acts as a gateway to smoking?
Okay, so maybe best to answer that by the most recent ESPAD study, which is the European Schools Drug Alcohol wide survey, very large sample size. And I think it looked at either 15 to 17 year olds or 16, 17 year olds, but it was young people below the age of 18. In 2019, when that survey was done, it showed that the prevalence rate was 14.3%. The same study, the results are only out now, it's 2024 data, the smoking prevalence among that group of people is 9.1. Now, how can it go from 14.3 to 9.1? And we talk about a gateway theory. So the gateway theory for any drug is shaky, to say the least. The more rational explanation of it is a phenomenon called common liability. There are a certain group of people who are risk takers, they will take drugs, and they are probably more likely to use cannabis, use smoke, and then go on to harder drugs later. I don't want young people smoking electronic cigarettes, but equally I don't want young people drinking, I don't want them taking cannabis, I don't want them taking other illicit drugs. Young people do those things, whether you like it or not. Always remember that inhaled combustion of tobacco is what's killing people and causing disease, not vapor. There's no combustion in electronic cigarettes. So if there's anybody listening to this and you've tried everything and you can't get off combustible tobacco smoking, switch, because whatever you do, you're going to reverse the effects and the damage to your health of a lifelong smoking habit. I can't put it any simpler than that.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.